Are you here to stay, do you think? I mean, the way you feel, can you come back then, the second day and go on?
9 years into it, you think having a little time off will definitely heal the body. And I feel real good and feel real great to come back and put a little something on film.
So we should expect to see you against Tampa Bay?
I should. I'm working up to it. I think right now they just want to see what I can do without pushing or straining anymore. But I feel good enough to play, but it's all up to them, you know.
Have you had hamstring injuries like this in camps before?
Prior, never. Never missed a day.
So how did it happen? How did you actually pull this hamstring?
I'm not pretty sure. It's been 2 weeks ago. If I can try to remember, I think it was just running. We was doing a lot of running, so my muscle just got tight, you know, just like everybody else. But, you know, I'm feeling better. They treated it. I'm looking good.
Since you were a player before the CBA change, before 2011, so are players just having trouble adjusting? Why are there so many hamstring injuries, do you think? It wasn't like that when you came up?
Nah, I don't think so. I mean, coaches want to push guys to be the best. And, you know, depending on what program you come from, you might not have ever practiced that hard before. And it could shock the body. And I think most first-year guys that's having hamstrings never been in a program that actually work as hard as any program in the NFL. And I think once you, know how to practice and know how to, you know, take care of your body, that's a big thing at this level. You have to take care of your body. You know, being young, you don't do that. So you have to learn through the progress. And, you know, sometimes it takes a little nicks and nacks for you to know your body is number one if you're going to be able to perform.
Are you glad that went it away? Would you like to go back to 2-a-days?
I would definitely not want to go back, but you know, the way it's set up now, you know, it's looking out for players and getting guys healthy to go out there and perform. So,
what would have you been doing to stay involved with the offense and with everything kind of coming together?
Everything, mental reps, in the classrooms, up there walking through it. So it's not like I was far behind mentally. It was more just going out and doing it, and you know, practice by practice, I should get better and better and on making those plays and being able to just keep going.
Is it more frustrating because you're new to this team and this coaching staff hasn't seen you in this offense and see what you can do live?
I mean, as a player, you feel like you want to show them as much as possible, but, you know, 9 years in, I got enough film to understand how to play the game when live bullets are being thrown. So, you know, the main part is just getting healthy for September and make those plays when it counts.
So you don't think this will set you back?
Never, no. I'm a football player. You know, those 2 weeks it just was time off to heal my body to get ready for the regular season.
Dwayne, how disappointing is it that a guy like Terrell Pryor has had a hamstring most of camp and he hasn't had, 9 years to show what he can do, and he's trying to make this football team?
For him, he probably can be frustrated, but I can understand that because he has a lot of talent and he doesn't have that much time to show it. But, you know, he's a freak of nature. I think once he get healed and step on that field, he's going to show all the doubters that he can, you know, play both sides of the ball, play offense. You know, I think he can play a little defense too. But, you know, that's between us. But he's a good guy. He's a specimen. You got to have a guy like that on the field, and first you got to be available, so you have to take care of yourself.
So do you feel like, if you were, just from what you've seen in him and what you saw, you've worked with him and been in the meetings with him in the first 4 days of practice, do you feel like you've seen enough that it's like, wow, you got to give this guy a chance?
I have, personally, but, you know, it's not up to me to make those decisions. But, you know, he's an athlete, and I think with a little bit of time, he can be able to show what he can do, and that's all we're waiting on, is a little time.
What about the chemistry between you and McCown? I mean, has it been established in the offseason yet, or do you need it out here?
I mean, chemistry can never get old, you know. The main thing is coming out here, just keep going over the reputations, getting better at what we know how to run. And, you know, Josh, he knows the routes I can run and how I can get open with the deep ball. So it's just coming out here repping it. And, you know, that's why we got training camp for and preseason.
When you see the first team offense get just 3 points in that first half the other night, what difference will it make when you get on?
hopefully I can keep those chains moving and, you know, put us in better position to score a touchdown with you have an extra big body in the back of the end zone that you can just lob the ball to. But, you know, we're doing real good moving the ball, so that's all you can ask for, just keep those chains moving and, you know, try to score points. But with me getting back, I'm sure we can figure that out as soon as I get there.
Do you have to balance you know, trying to get some live reps in this third dress rehearsal game with trying to be healthy for the opener? I mean, wouldn't you rather just be ready to go on September 13th?
Whatever they got for me, I'm going to be ready. I'm a football player, and, you know, I treat every game like a real game. So it all depends on if they want me to go out here, you know, this week and show a little bit, or, you know, just prepare me for week one. Whatever decision they make, I'll be ready.
Do any of the people outside the building look at the Browns and wonder if there are enough playmakers here? Are there enough guys who can get the ball into the end zone? Confident this team's got it?
I'm very confident. I'm very, very confident. You know, we have a talented core, our group, and all it takes is time. You know, we let the doubters doubt, and when we get on this field and work, we know we got it as a team, as a chemistry. So, week one come around, we're gonna show a lot of doubters, you know, how powered offense really moves.
Is it important to get all the pieces on the field in a preseason game, though? At least practice, get a game together?
Yeah, but no, you know, because you got guys not really playing hard, you know, like you said, guys are trying to save their bodies for the real thing, but, you know, just being together, chemistry overall, it helps, so it all depends if you're, you know, first-year guy or nine-year guy that you know what you're doing when you get out there.
Your focus is the opener,
right? My focus is playing football, no matter if it's the opener, tomorrow, next week, I'm all ready.
When you're standing there on the sidelines and you watch Josh McCown throwing two interceptions on his first three drives, do you get worried about the offense at all heading into the season?
Not really. That's what this is for, to try to find openings, new plays, you know, new schemes to work on. And, you know, that's what our coaching staff is doing, trying to see what works and what not works. You know, and I think when the season comes around, he'll pick his poison. He'll know, you know, where to throw it and where not to throw it. And I'm very confident that he'll make the best decision.
Dwayne, sometimes when guys miss big chunks of training camp, it can, you know, leak into the season. Why do you think that won't be the case for you?
Just being confident, knowing what I can do, and knowing how good I feel right now. And at this position, all you need is to be mentally available, and I was there the whole time. And I think your skill set will take over after that. I'm pretty talented.